Hey, y'all. Hey, babes.
Hello, darling.
So before we just air this cute little episode, we want to give you guys a cute little 411 FYI before we chat, because we actually recorded this episode before the Princess
of Wales.
Yes, Kate Middleton. If you're unaware.
She's not Kate Middleton.
Oh, she's Princess of Wales. But we actually recorded this before she made her very upsetting announcement, obviously, that she has cancer. She was diagnosed with cancer. So we just want to say that Mel was right once you listen to this episode. but obviously, we wish her well. Obviously, she has children, and it's just obviously extremely upsetting as to what is happening at the, I was going to say the White House, at the, not the White House, at the Buckingham Palace. So yeah, it's obviously, we wish them well, although they are, you know, up top a castle.
They don't live in Buckingham Palace either, but that's all right.
All right. Well, that's for another
but
fucking
episode. But we do, you know, obviously it is very sad, and, you know, nobody wants to hear that news or go through that. And she's a young woman and she has three children and it's horrendous.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I knew there was something else going on.
Yeah, you did. And if you guys also want to hear Mel's predictions, just listen ahead. It's coming right up right now. And welcome back to Sharing My Truth Pod with Mel and Susie. And we're here today to remind you to give this a little 5-star review and subscribe, share your truth, and comment, like, find us at sharingmytruth.com and at sharingmytruthpod on the Instas. Hey, babes.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Tell me more.
Can't help yourself, can you?
No.
I'm fabulous.
Great.
I've just been to Paris.
Oh, fucking no muscle. I mean,
very good. I knew you could help yourself.
Did you have a croissant for me? A croissant.
I know people are going to come for me, but I'm not a big lover of croissants.
I hate you.
I don't like them
They're
that much.
My one true love. No. Dipping that fucking buttery, flaky pastry into a fresh little fucking French latte at a bistro bar. God, it's beautiful.
I like a bit of baguette. I like a pain raisin.
A parisan? Was that right?
Pain au raisin. But I don't.
Is that raisin?
It's kind of got raisins and creams, and it's still buttery. I just, for whatever reason, I prefer that. Than I've never loved croissant, but I love all French bread products.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And you so go there good. And you just can't help yourself. And, yeah, it was great. Very nice weather. And then my big thing when I go to Paris is I'm completely obsessed with beauty products.
Yeah.
And I love, in France, it's a whole different level. And the regular pharmacies, which are kind of a bit different, like a drugstore, but they're like sort of independent.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just have all these things. And even this shop called Monoprix, which is sort of like the French version of kind of a, it's not really Target, but they sort of sell food and clothes and products. But like, it's, I could spend an entire day.
I'm obsessed.
Just looking at the products. And I bought so much stuff.
Oh my gosh.
So I had like a whole suitcase on the Eurostar just full of products.
Did you bring me back anything?
No. I'm very selfish when it comes to purchasing my products. It's all about me.
That's understandable, Mel. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll get you next time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Can we talk about, you were just in London too, though. Don't forget that.
Yes.
Is everyone talking about Kate Middleton?
Not in the same way they are in North America, where it's just become this.
Why are we so obsessed with it?
It's a very good question. I don't know. I think,
like, what is the deal? Why are people not as obsessed with it in England?
Well, I think there could be sort of several things going on. We've kind of got, you know, lots of like depressing things going on.
Lots of depressing
a shitty economy, like everywhere else in the world. You know, problems with the government, blah, blah, blah. What we call the cost of living crisis. I'm not sure everyone's that worried. But I think actually it's because as Brits, we're quite used to the royal family just telling us this stuff and just going, okay, we don't question it. Why? I don't know.
You pay them your taxes, right?
Well, there's a certain portion that goes to the ones, what they call the senior royals, the ones who actually work, which I find hilarious.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. But it's just a weird British thing that the rest of the world doesn't understand. I don't understand myself. Yeah. I'm not a huge royalist. Is that we don't question it. We just go, okay. You know, I mean, we were told she was having the surgery and she wouldn't be seen in public until Easter because it's abdominal surgery. That does actually take quite a long time, if that's the truth, to recover. So we're not going to see her. I think what people just find really odd is why have nobody seen her doing anything? But I know it's not quite the same obsession in the UK. Whereas in the United States specifically,
people
it's
are obsessed
totally
and like
insane.
I was so confused because I was like, didn't she say that she was going to be out of commission for like until sometime in March? And then people are weirded out because they haven't seen her. And it's like, but she said.
Yeah. I mean, I think basically there's the weird thing that's going on. I mean, I have a theory.
Okay. Oh, okay. Mel's little conspiracy theories. Here we go.
The monarchist expert here is that my theory is that King Charles is probably more unwell than they're letting on. And they're creating some kind of diversion. Because the thing is everyone thinks, wow, they must have the shittiest PR department in the world.
Yeah, that's
like
what I
releasing
thought.
This photo is like,
King God.
You know, but they have literally armies of people, thousands of people working for all sort of different royal houses and stuff. And they all sort of work against each other and they all play off who's going to sort of be popular this month, all this sort of stuff. Oh, it's a whole sort of like, yeah, I mean, it's a fairly sort of nasty game. I mean, I think in terms of what Harry said, there's, you know, he's famously said that. I don't personally think he's probably, that's right. But I think it could be a smokescreen thing. But there could be other things going on. The other thing that could be going on, and I won't go on about this too long because let's face it, we've all had enough, is that if she could be more unwell than they're letting on, and she's got three young children. So, you know, that is pretty difficult. I've heard a lot of people say that the abdominal surgery has meant has to have a colostomy bag, which is pretty upsetting and very embarrassing. And if you know anybody who's had that kind of surgery, which I have, and had to have a colostomy bag, it's humiliating. And, you know, she's a very elegant woman. What's she going to do? Walk around with it, you know? So there could be an element of that. There's also an element of a lot of people saying there are problems in their marriage and who knows. But the whole thing is just, why can't the royal family just come out and say something? They sent out this picture, this photo, which is fake. And then there's this video yesterday or whatever, which is clearly probably fake. It's just like they're making it 1,000 times worse. Not that they released that video of them coming out this weekend, which looks a bit dubious. Nobody's quite sure whether it's real or not. But I mean,
it doesn't look real to me.
It doesn't look real.
I don't want to keep pushing this little narrative, but it did not look like her. It was from too far away. It's grainy as shit. It's the weirdest fucking video to post that she's like well and alive. It's the weirdest fucking thing.
It's odd. I mean, there's a couple of things like, why would she be carrying shopping bag? She's the Princess of Wales, everyone. She doesn't go shopping.
Why is she in a sweatsuit also?
Well, she doesn't go shopping. And it's like, that's weird. And then the thing that I thought was the weirdest is that there's the video and nobody around is taking a picture. Now, if Princess Kate has disappeared off the face of the planet and every person is talking about this, suddenly walk past you while you were having a cup of tea or whatever in this little place, you know, I think you might get your phone out. I mean, I think you would see a sea of phones as they've gone past. There's not a single person.
And where's the security? Is that what you...
Well, like, that's the other thing. It's where's just the security?
Like, so...
Looks a bit dubious.
There's another thing where it's like, could Prince... What the fuck is his name? William?
Yeah. Prince of Wales.
Thank
Prince
you.
William.
What the fuck his name is?
Also, is your he, prince.
Whatever. I'm so over him. Bald, you know. Come on. he's having an affair, potentially?
Well, that rumor's been going on for years. That's nothing new.
Okay.
But
I feel like it's kind of new in North America.
Maybe it's not new in London.
Yeah, I think
it's the room has been going for a very long time with this and this woman. She's an aristocrat. I think her name's Lady something Hanbury.
Oh, Lady Hanbury. Right.
And that's been going on, Rosemary, or some name sort of like that. That's been going on for a long time, that rumour. That's nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, who knows? I mean, it just, to me, it just reiterates, it makes them, that they don't look very trustworthy. They're just a really old institution. You know, this could have just all stopped by just saying, look, she really isn't very well. She's fine, but she's not very well. She's not, you know, recovering at quite the same pace. You know, she needs some privacy because of her children. I think everyone would have just gone, okay, fine. She's at home. She's at home in bed. But it's strange. So that's why I think there's some kind of weird strategy going on. And maybe it's to do with the king. And there's been lots of, like, or the one thing there have been rumors about in England is they've seen a few things where, like, I can't remember, it was a few days last week, whenever it was, there was near, I think, I could try and think where it was, in central London, there were these, what do you call it, like, they're sort of guards, royal guards, and there were two with a black horse and one with a white horse, and they were going at a certain time of day, and if there's a white horse, it signifies something. I have to know all this
shit. Oh my God.
And they were like, where the hell are they going and what's going on? So, and that, but the problem is that was a TikTok video, and then somebody like uploads it, then creates a whole load of conspiracy shit. I've seen like fake, I saw today like a fake letter that was the abdication of the king. So there's been so much fake stuff. But what is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Is the amount of North Americans fascinated by these people.
People love the drama.
And it's just hilarious.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, speaking of mistresses.
Yes.
Obviously everyone has one.
Do they?
In your
world. Yeah.
Everyone has a mistress or two, if you're that kind of person.
Keep you busy.
Yeah, keep you busy. You know, keep you exciting.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's what we're kind of going to be talking about today is mistresses. Who are they? Why have one? And is it good maybe to be a mistress? And why do we kind of like mistresses or hate them?
Yeah. And is there a new kind of role? Because there's a lot of shows in the last, I guess, 20 years where there's been a key figure who was a mistress.
There's like, there's a mistress in every good show.
Yeah. And then, of course, I suppose the most famous story is Diana.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Here it is again. And okay, so maybe let's just start there.
Okay.
So obviously, Lady Princess Diana.
No, just Princess Diana. Okay, sorry. She was a lady.
Okay, got it. And now she was the princess. And now
she was a lady in her own right. Okay, and then she got married. Then she's a princess.
So Diana.
That's right. Diana.
So obviously the most famous one of the most famous around the world, obviously Prince Charles, when he was prince, cheated on Diana with Camilla, and the whole tampon fucking story that came out.
I think it's so funny.
One of the most famous fucking crazy blow ups, the public humiliations to ever happen, I think.
Yeah.
And obviously everyone fucking hates Camilla.
Well, they don't now, but they did.
I think. Still people do. No?
I think in the UK, it has shifted massively.
Yeah.
They've done, you know, a lot of PR. That's why it's hard to believe
anything.
The PR machine is not doing something with the whole Kate thing. And it took a lot of work to shift public opinion about her. And it has shifted, I think, quite a lot. Because there's more sympathy for him and for Charles and that he should have the woman he loves. And I think what's happened in the UK, and there's just been a bit more reality as to what actually happened.
Because
the fact of the matter is, he was always seeing Camilla.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yep. He didn't hide it.
He was always seeing her.
He was like, I want you to be my best girlfriend ever.
He was seeing her. Then she got married. Then he got married. They were always seeing each other. Yep. There was no point where they weren't. And then maybe were different. And it was a very complicated story. And at the end of the day, he was pretty much pushed into a marriage and he couldn't really at that time have married Camilla. So, you know, what do? You love somebody, you love somebody. I mean, I know the public was like, hang on, you got this woman and you love this woman And but as we all know, it's got nothing to do with that.
But then there's also like everyone. Okay, so like let me just, you know, everyone hates Camilla in my mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. So and why do we hate Camilla? Because mm-hmm. yeah, she was a mistress, mm-hmm. but like, you know, she was in love or whatever. And, you know, it's unfair because the prince loved her and he didn't want to really marry Diana, but it was better for PR and all these other fucking mm-hmm. things. And like, there was a lot of like horrible forcing into things. And of course she was a virgin. And yeah, Camilla was married and a whole bunch of fucking bullshit. But the fact is that everyone kind of hated her at the time. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, why do we hate some mistresses, mm-hmm. but then maybe feel bad for others when, yeah. you know, like Monica Lewinsky mm-hmm. comes in.
Yeah.
And obviously she, this is a different story where like mm-hmm. she's this like kind of innocent. Like,
very young.
Very young. Like, what was she, an intern, right?
Yeah, I mean, what was she, 21, 22? And like,
obviously got taken advantage of by the most powerful man in the world.
Yeah.
So yeah, obviously we're going to feel a little bit bad for her. She took so long to kind of recover. Mm-hmm. Now she's like the face of like Reformation right now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty crazy where you can kind of go. But like, it's like, why do we love some of these mistresses and then hate the others? And does it also have to do with, like, the man involved?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does. I mean, like, you think Diana, it's because everyone loved Diana.
Yeah.
And because she was beautiful. And, you know, strangely, you know, I was just in Paris last week. And I was actually in the very close to the area where, sadly, she died. And, you know, I think because she was so, and I was actually there on vacation. I was there with one of my daughters and I was trying to explain what Princess Diana was like. And I said, she was like the Beyonce of our generation. She was more famous than Beyonce. Mm. Like, everybody knew who she was. Then she was a princess, you know, which is like, and she was going to be the future queen. Plus she was beautiful, which is very unusual for the royal family. We've never had beautiful people. And we still don't. Well, I suppose, you know, Kate but she's not, she's married in, you know. And she wore beautiful clothes. She was also, whatever you thought about her, very warm. People who met her, very
which
sort
is
of
also
welcoming.
Weird for the world right family,
which is, and you know, she famously, you know, she had AIDS charities that she supported, and she famously went into a hospice and actually touched people in a time when
no one was doing that.
They were terrified. You'd literally touch or breathe or anything and you'd get HIV. And so she was this larger-than-life, beautiful figure who was loved and revered. And you know, when she died, I mean, it was unbelievable in the UK. So I think, and nobody's ever really liked King Charles.
No.
I mean, now they're just going, okay, whatever, he's King Charles. But, you know, he's, again, not like his mother. So I think because she was so loved, we automatically made Camilla the villain.
Yeah.
But then you think of other like stories, and even if they're fictional, like you think of Sex and the City and Carrie mm-hmm. and Mr. Big, and I don't know what his wife was.
No, it doesn't. Did he have one doesn't or two matter. Wives?
But we always seem to worry about Carrie and the fact that she couldn't get a shit together with Mr. Big.
Yeah.
Just neglecting the fact that she was kind of the other woman.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, that famous thing, the other woman. When do you become the other woman? And I guess in her case, did she meet him before or after Big was with the wife? I can't even remember.
Oh, before.
So then, and then he went off. He was the shit, right?
Oh, he was the shit. It is always the guy's shit. And we don't ever talk really about the guy as much as the woman.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, that's a part of it. Like, you know, so we felt sympathy for Carrie. Yeah. We really do. And then she marries Mr. Big and then he's called Big. Mr. Big? Mr. Big? Yeah.
Mr.
And then you think of that other show. The Affair.
Oh yeah,
with the two British actors.
Yeah,
yeah. Dominic West and
whatever the fuck her name is.
Can't think of her name, but she's amazing.
Well, Ruth, I mean, it's an incredible show.
Ruth something is her. Anyway, and she's The Affair, and then they get married, and then it's a very complicated story, obviously. But yeah, I mean, why do you feel for some? I don't know. It's an interesting question.
It definitely has
to
do with the other woman involved. Whoever is married to that man, if she is pretty and nice, then we fucking care. But if we're like, oh, well, like, you know, he deserved better anyways.
Yeah.
Then it's maybe, like, well, I'm happy that he found someone else. It's so fucked up. And that's the kind of narrative that we make in our head.
Yeah, I think there's an element of that. And I think we talk a lot about mistresses now. I mean, you know, years ago, it was like, you know, it was forbidden. It wasn't I think it's also a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Like, I spent a lot of my childhood in Italy and France, and it's much more.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say common because that's not really fair. It's like just much more accepted. I mean, even French presidents having, you know, mistresses. And it's just not such a kind of taboo thing. I think it's more accepted and understood. You know, if you're a man, you're a human being.
But what is it like that? Like, because I've heard that too, obviously, like mostly in France, of like not as much as in Italy, but like. In France, literally, like, yeah, you just have your other woman or your other man. Doesn't matter if you're the man or the woman, like, in a marriage. Everyone has a mistress or, like, someone else on the side.
I think that's sort of vastly caricatured, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like, everywhere. Some people do it. Some people don't. Maybe I think the difference is people are way less judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, for example, in the United States, if you were going to be president and you'd had a mistress, think about the whole hoo-ha with Trump.
Oh, my God.
And years ago, like... You know, like, and then obviously Monica Lewinsky, we talked about that. It was a huge hoo-ha. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, he had sexual relations. Well, apparently he didn't. With somebody else. So what? You know, I mean, if it was consensual and whatever, I really don't care.
Yeah.
You just run the country. But I think that is a very kind of Anglophone, like the Brits, the Canadians, the Americans, sort of puritanical viewpoint that we are so judgmental mm-hmm. about that. And in other countries like France, I just think they're maybe just a bit more realistic.
Is that what it is? Like, do you know if like they talk to each other about their affairs, or are they just kind of like, yeah, I'm just gonna go sleep at a friend's house, and then they obviously sleep with like what is that
I word? Mean I think there could be an element, like, I know, like in Italy, for example, there's an element of religion. I mean, obviously that's changed drastically over the years, but because of Catholicism, maybe you didn't get divorced,
right?
And I mean, I know, like, my mother was she once went to rent this apartment, and this is because I went to high school in Rome, in Italy, mm-hmm. and she went to rent an apartment, and the guy, very nice man who owned the building, said, you know, to my mom, who, you know, pretty attractive, said, If you'll be my mistress, you don't have to pay rent.
Oh my God! Did she take it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't. You know, whatever. I don't really know why, but what? But he said that he loved his wife. His explanation was loved his wife, but he kind of put her on a pedestal. I don't think he was physically attracted to her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But she was his wife. She was the mother of his children, and he loved her, and he kind of revered her in that sense. But he didn't see her as a sort of sexual being. And if we're honest, the older I get, I see that with a lot of couples, that the intimacy part of the relationship does fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often because of pressures, you know, work, life, children. Maybe you're simply not attracted to each other anymore.
Yeah.
Often if you've had lots of problems in the marriage, whether that's financial, some kind of friction, death, whatever, you know, terrible tragedy in the family, you kind of, that bit, as we know, falls away. So then, of course, realistically, you look elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, I mean, we've talked about this many times, you know, open relationships, your favorite term, is that...
why not just open her up, you know?
Well, there you go.
Openly.
Lots, yeah, are lots of, I mean, lots of people, let's be frank, are cheating. And lots and lots of people, and we don't talk about it in our society, in Canada, in the US. I think they're just, quite frankly, a little bit more open about it.
Right.
But I don't think, are more people have mistresses cheating? This is my personal opinion, I'll caveat this.
Yeah.
In countries where they're more open about it, in certain cultures, like, you know, maybe Latin cultures, or, you know, France, Italy, whatever. No, I just think they're more realist. They're realists. You know, and then
it's so funny that you say that they're realists, but you would never realistically have another
no
mister. Is that what they call a male mistress? A mister?
Well, that's a very good point. What is a male?
Like, you obviously, you know it happens, but you're like, if it ever happened to me, I would die.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. But I mean, absolutely. But I guess I'm not in that position where, A, I need to have an affair. And as far as I'm concerned, my husband doesn't need to have an affair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we still have a very good relationship.
Well, that's good to hear it.
Very good. And whether, you know, obviously things change, but it's the same in all aspects as it always was. Are you getting my drift?
Fabulous, absolutely.
So nobody's looking for other things. So I guess if I was, then it would be a different question to pose to me. And I don't know. It just depends. I mean, sometimes you stay in a marriage because you don't hate the person.
Yeah.
You really get along with them. You just don't want to sleep with them, which, I mean, fair enough. And you may, like we said before, you own a house, you have children,
there's
you have
a lot going on.
You could
on.
Have a business. You've got all this financial stuff intertwined. And if you actually don't hate the person, I do understand that it could be a lot easier just to do that bit, the intimate bit outside.
It's way easier to have an affair than break up.
100%. But
until it blows up in your face.
Well, exactly. And and I guess that's the thing about the role of the mistress. There is obviously a massive difference if somebody's telling the truth.
Yeah.
Whether there's lies, which was, I think, part of the whole Princess Diana thing, is that in theory she didn't know. I don't believe that for a second, nanosecond, that she didn't know from the very beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, she was incredibly young. She was like 19 when she got married. And very naive and so on. But, you know, if somebody's betraying you and lying from the outset, that's a whole different thing, isn't it? Whether you have an arrangement, a situation where you kind of close your eyes, which is very common, right? That they say, like, women kind of know it's going on. And we say women, obviously it could be men, but you know it's going on, you accept it, you're fine with it, you just don't talk about it. I mean, I guess there's a lot of people doing that.
Yeah, it's also funny, obviously men have affairs and we blame the woman, but obviously women also have affairs and we also still blame the woman.
100%, 100%. But I think it does go to this thing. Maybe the reason we blame women so much is because women do go after married men when they know they're married.
Yeah, that's true. Men don't typically go after married women.
Not typically. Well, they have more choice, so maybe that's the thing.
They have more choice, and also, I don't know, married women are just not as attractive.
Well, it's complicated.
To single men, yeah.
It's very complicated. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I mean, I think we also always assume that it's the man cheating. And of course, that's bullshit. Of course, it's not always
of
the man.
Of course, that's bullshit.
And that's very unfair. It's just what has been portrayed.
Yeah.
That it's always. But, you know, if you get to a point in your marriage where you're no longer intimate.
Yeah.
You know, that could be the man who doesn't want it. And I know cases of that, you know, people that situation where the woman does. And what is she supposed to do?
Exactly. Open relationship, Mel.
I don't know what the answer is. I think it's very difficult. Because what if your husband just doesn't want to talk about it and doesn't want an open relationship, but obviously knows you need something that you're not getting from him?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you live in ignorance? Do you just keep going? I don't know.
I think it depends how far you are in this relationship. Like, are you really going to break up at like 50? I mean, 50 is pretty young still. 50,
that's me.
I know.
Well, actually, I'm 51. So.
Oh my God. But like, that's the thing. It's like, when is it too late to kind of be like,
to be happy? I don't think it's ever too late. No.
Because are you actually going to be happier if you let that relationship go? Or are you going to be happier if you accept that that's who that person is and kind of accept the situation?
Well,
because then you're alone. Maybe you don't have access to the kids anymore. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, man.
I mean, 100%. I think it. The problem is normally that two people are not in the same place, right?
Yeah.
They're like one person's done and the other person isn't, and somebody gets hurt and somebody doesn't, and if you've been with somebody a very long time, you don't want to do that, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then where do you go from there? I mean, it's not an easy kind of, you know, thing to do. I mean, to sort of start all over again in that sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for, like, I understand the mistress's point of view very much. Like, and the person, or the mister.
The mister. Yes.
Like, there's nothing, in my opinion, better than just kind of getting into something without kind of the consequences.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if the you're able to have to get into this thing with this person who really wants you because they're most likely a little bit desperate, you're going to feel like $1 million, kind of.
Right, right.
Like, let's just get into that, right? Like, you're going to feel a little good about yourself if you're looking for that kind of, like, ego push. Right, right. And then, you know, you don't have to deal with an angry wife or husband or anything like that. It's like you're kind of just in this free game for free orgasms.
Free game for free. Wow. Okay.
But, like, that's who these people are, right? Like, it's not, I think it's not like, we're not talking about, I don't want to talk about love. You know what I mean? It's like, this is just, like, let's just say this is just sex. It's not
about
love.
This is about lust.
It's weird that, like, Camilla was about love, right? And she was still called the mistress.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do think, you know, okay. So I think, I mean, in the case of Camilla, I think there was a lot of judgment going on there. And that was the era. And there were a lot of complex things going on. I mean, the reason why they sort of married Charles off to Diana is because she was from the right background.
Yeah.
And all that crap. Yeah. And she was a virgin. And that time, that's what it had to be. That has obviously since changed. But, and they basically put, whatever you think about King Charles, him in a very unhappy situation.
Yeah.
I mean, being married, and I can't even imagine what it's like being in the royal family. It's like being a bird in a cage and then stuck with somebody you don't love. You know, we all think, we look at this person, they're beautiful. What do you mean you don't love them? But that's not what love is about. And he wants to be with this person he loves, and he can't, and whatever. So, I mean, the thing I think about mistresses, and this is going to shock you that I'm going to say this, is that I do think people have affairs because they're human.
Yeah.
And they need intimacy. They need sex. They lust after somebody. They need it. They're not having it. They need it. And so it's not something they're controlling. That they meet somebody and that's it. And it doesn't make them a bad person. But I think there are some cases where people do not give a shit about anybody else. You know, when maybe, let's say, they could have stopped it in the beginning or whatever, they just keep going.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, there is the argument, well, the problem is once you're in it, it's very hard to stop it.
Yeah, you can't, of course.
It's sort of addictive. And I think, you know, why do affairs happen? Well, for a large part, because people all the way along in their marriage have not been talking about, they just keep sweeping stuff under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep going along and it's sort of fine and they're sort of okay. And they don't talk about this thing. You know, why does a man go off and have sex with a younger woman or lust after a young woman? Chances are, not always, something isn't fully going on at home. He could also be an arsehole.
100%.
In my father's
case, it's definitely half asshole.
Total arsehole and just slept with everything that moved. And there is that. And there are many women that do that too.
100%.
But I think in a lot of cases, people are sort of drawn away, aren't they? They're drawn away. But they sort of fall into situations with other people. And unfortunately, they really, really damage and hurt the person that they married, that they promised their life to, that they've shared so much with. And you just think, if you've shared so much intimacy and so much love and so much connection at some point, could you not have had a conversation about...
It's so hard. People don't want to hurt other people that they love.
100%.
That's the hardest fucking thing.
I do understand that. And I think I feel a lot of empathy towards that. And that's not a situation I'm in. So I can't fully understand it from a personal point of view, but I think that's incredibly hard. And I'd say that's probably a lot of people in that situation.
Yeah.
That they're not fully getting everything that they need, want, whatever it is. But how do they tell that person without really hurting them?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how do you get everything you want out of
one person?
One person. That's never made sense to me.
Oh, I know it doesn't. Yes.
It does. It only makes sense if you are so, in my mind, this is how my mind makes sense of it. It's like isolation with one person. You have kids. You have to put your life with them. And then that's kind of the cycle there. It's like, It's like, well, yeah, you have no real temptation. Like, how do you not have temptation in your life, Mel?
So I don't have temptation.
You just don't find another man attractive.
Well, I mean, of course I'm not like a friggin' robot.
I don't know.
But I don't know. I guess it's, somebody actually asked Max this the other day. And they said to him, who do you like spending time with the most in your life? Said, my wife. Exactly. That's what the person said. They were like, oh, and he's like, no, I really, that's the person I like spending time with the most in the world is my wife.
Yeah.
And I know it baffles a lot of people.
It's not that it's baffling. It's because I understand the idea of marrying your best friend and being with that person. But it's it's about sex too, right? And
of course.
You want to hang out with that person all the time. 100% I get that. They're your best friend. But how can you want to have sex with your best friend for fucking 50 more years? Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of part where I'm okay, yes, of course. I love hanging out with you. You're amazing. You're my best friend. Mm. But I cannot have sex with you forever. I need to go have more sexual experiences with other people. That's what kind of is that's why I'm this only makes sense to me if you're isolated. you can't see anyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do get it. I think the more...
I know you get it, Mel. I just don't know how you've done it. It's amazing.
The passage of time. In my case, I think it's a lot to do with respect. Truly respect each other. We love each other. We like spending time with each other. We do communicate. If anybody ever tells you you've been married for 25, 50, whatever years, and there's not been a blip or not a blip. I don't mean going off with somebody. I just mean not communicating very well at a certain point, then they're lying. It's an ever sort of evolving thing, and you have to be willing to keep working on it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. And it takes a lot of fucking energy.
Of course.
And it's difficult. And sometimes you don't want to talk. And sometimes you're in points in your life where you just don't have time to talk.
Yeah.
You have work and you have this and you have children, you have whatever. And it's very hard. When am I going to get the time to sit down?
When am I going
to
talk? When am I going to fuck? When am I going to do the dishes?
Yeah.
When am I going to take the dog for a walk? It's just too much. And sometimes you just need to escape from that.
Yeah.
Do you have an escape that you don't it's not sexual or anything maybe, but do you have maybe I don't know, you like to shop and that's kind of your escape? Or is it you like to go work out and that's kind of your escape? Do you have
to be
like
on
that?
My own?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I do. The other thing is, Max always traveled a huge amount during our marriage.
So you were kind of used to being alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very used to it. All the way while my children were young. It's really fairly recent that he hasn't traveled since COVID as much. But he was away all week. Mm-hmm. I just got on with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, and sort of held everything together at home. And, had a business and I guess was just very busy.
Mm-hmm.
An escape. Yeah. I think the other thing that we have in our marriage is we don't, if I want to go tomorrow and go shopping or go out for the day or go and see five friends, I don't ask my husband. I just go do it.
I've never, ever understood the asking.
I don't have some kind of check-in thing. Or let's say tomorrow I went and had dinner with a friend and it cost $300.
Me and you, baby, every fucking Sunday night.
Exactly. Then Max doesn't have to go out on the following Wednesday.
Yeah.
See, but I know a lot of couples where let's say he goes for a boys' weekend, then I have to go for a girls'. I don't care. It doesn't need to match up.
Yeah.
Just see your friends. We also have our own friends. We have our own interests.
That's so important.
I'm not...
People don't fucking have their own interests these days. They actually just feel like they have to be with that person everything.
Which is wrong. Which is bullshit.
So incorrect.
And I don't like any kind of sport.
Yes.
I quite like tennis. That's about it.
And I'm going with Max to yes, the Oilers game.
Exactly.
It's very exciting.
And I can't stand it. Yes. I'm not interested at all in any of it.
So funny.
So, you know, I mean, I could go on for hours talking to you about it. But I think, you know, why do people have mistresses or misters? So anybody who knows what the male term is, can they please tell
it
us?
It has to be what a mister.
It, that in itself is so interesting,
isn't it?
That there isn't a term
for mister, for a mistress, for a male, mistress,
a fairer, yeah, a fairy,
a fairy.
Isn't that weird?
It's so fucking weird.
When it's, in fact, I think the man is always called your lover,
Of course, your lover.
So you say, "Oh, I have a lover," and you're like, "Well, no, you've got a mister,
a boy toy,
a thing, a mistress,
a mister
boy,
yeah,
person." I mean. It's just bizarre, isn't it?
It is bizarre.
I think that's very bizarre. That's sexist in its very nature. But there is no answer to this other than it's going. It's as old as time.
She's as old as time, darling. Everyone has had mistresses.
Yeah.
From all of the royals in the way back whens to your grandma, probably. Everyone's had
100%.
A fucking...
My granddad...
A lady boy, a party boy.
Was married.
Yeah.
And he didn't get on very well. This is my mother's father. He did not get on well at all with his wife, who he married when he was very young. And he had a mistress for, I mean, decades. And he just bought her another house and kept her in my grandmother lived in her own house. And he lived most of the time with a mistress in the house that he bought her. And he kept both households.
Why do I kind of feel bad for the mistress in that situation?
I think she was very happy. She was fine.
Did she have kids at all with him?
No, but what happened was, unfortunately, she died. Like, he much preferred the mistress.
Oh, and the mistress died.
And then he came home, and my grandmother was furious. She's like, I don't want you back here.
Oh, my God.
I've been very happy without you here. But in those days, they didn't get divorced. So, that's not really a very happy story, but that is the truth.
Wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. There is no, I just think my piece of advice to anybody Please. Who is a mistress, mm-hmm. unless you're getting some major thing out of this and you're kept or...
Orgasms.
No, that's not enough.
That's not enough.
Because you're going to be the mistress and time is going to run away.
Mm-hmm.
And you could meet this guy when you're, like you, 28, mm-hmm. and spend 5 years with him. And then you'll be, what's the math on that? 30, I'm terrible at math. 32?
Like 32? Yeah.
And then maybe you go, all right, now I want children.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, then it's starting to get, you know, time has marched on. It's no problem for him. He doesn't care.
Yeah, because
he's probably got a wife and children.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you getting out of this?
Yeah.
Are you going to always be happy being the person he comes to see? I mean, maybe you are. I mean, you know, fair enough. But I don't think that is generally the case.
I feel like just make him buy you a house. You'll have that equity. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're on the deed.
You've got it all figured out.
Of course I do. And obviously a couple of Chanels. Those are going to be great little investments.
Yes.
And obviously an Hermes. Yeah. And
but if you're a mistress, can you have a mister?
Of course you can have a mister. What is he going to say?
So you would have your own lover.
Exactly.
Maybe. God, it's all very complicated.
It is, but also maybe it's very simple in the way the human brain is.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. Everyone just gets what they want if everyone's just open about it. Why can't we all just be like France?
Wow. Do you think the simplicity and the diversity of it?
I think that is what is so beautiful about the French, is that they just literally don't give a fuck and they just want to fuck and eat croissants. And that's what I want to be like when I'm older.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the reality, but okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we obviously want to know what you guys think about mistresses and misters. Do you guys have one? Are you one? Who are you?
We want to know.
Share your truth with us at sharemytruth.com. Or you can send us a little DM, voice note, at sharemytruthpod on the Insta.
And please do share with us, because I would like to say we had a hilarious comment this week, which I love,
About on TikTok.
Because we did a little thing about Foot Finder and how you raise your profile on Foot Finder. And this wonderful guy commented that he actually had a deformed foot because he had an accident with his foot. Do you think that would get him ahead on
Foot Finder? I think it would, honestly.
And
A crooked toe would give a little boner to someone out there.
I think it does.
100%.
I've got arthritic, like we said.
Not everyone, but there has to be a niche.
There's a niche for everything.
Hairy toes.
There's a niche for it all.
The black and blue, weird frostbitten toes. It's weird out there, guys. Be safe.
Be safe.
Love yas.
Till next time.